That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, everybody, to a Notre Dame secret recruiting weapon edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, thank you for being here. You can find this program on the commonly used website known as YouTube. Please hit subscribe if you haven't yet. I'd appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up if you happen to approve of the content. I'd appreciate that as well. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want me. You can find me. Call in line 312-988-15. So, this episode is probably honestly overdue, but it's important. And it's something that I don't think every Notre Dame fan is fully aware of to the extent they should be. And I'm including myself in that. So I think we need to go over something real quick. ND Nation is rightfully as excited as I can ever remember us be regarding the future of Notre Dame's program, recruiting, all of it. All of it. And for damn good reason, I might add. Think to yourself. Self, you, me, everybody, think to yourself. Who right now are the most critical pieces of this operation, especially in terms of recruiting? Think about the names in your head. Who comes to mind when I ask you? Who involved with this program are the main guys getting this all going with this recruiting effort as good as it is and has been and will continue to be? Marcus, Tommy Boy, George's brother Al Washington, Chancey Stuckey, all those come to mind right away to me as doing great in recruiting. How far down the list do regular Notre Dame fans have to go before you get to Chad Bowden? Chad is now the director of all recruiting for Notre Dame. He used to be in charge of defensive recruiting previously. And he was Cincinnati's director of recruiting before coming to Notre Dame. It's interesting. This guy's only 27 years old. It's extremely interesting to me that he happens to be the son of former Major League Baseball Cincinnati Reds GM Jim Bowden, who got that big job at age 31. GM in the major leagues, age 31. It seems like this family doesn't wait around. They're good at what they do, and they rise to important leadership positions quickly. I love that kind of pedigree. He's been described as relentless, as has this entire staff. Something nobody could ever honestly say about Brian Kelly or his staff at Notre Dame. You just couldn't. I mean, you could say it, but not honestly. You could say it, not mean it. You could say it and think it and be dumb and not know it really wasn't what it was, even though you're calling it that. Energy, energy, energy. I keep hearing this staff has it. Can that run out? Burn out? It hasn't so far, and I don't think it's going to. Freeman and them, they're all putting in frequent flyer miles all over. They just go, 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 go. All over, all the time, with one mission in mind. Getting us closer to winning our next championship. It's absolutely freaking fantastic. Per Irish Sports Daily, who has spoken with recruits about Bowden, here's some of what they said. Peyton Bowen, Notre Dame commit. He's the most outgoing person I know. Jason Moore, a top recruit Notre Dame's after. He said his energy, every time I call, he answers yelling because he's so excited. Moore also said, speaking with him, it doesn't feel like a school is recruiting me. He makes it feel like it's another friend I am talking to. That is an amazing thing to hear. With how formulaic recruiting can be, where all these schools are giving similar pitches or have their different angles. And for a guy as good as this player to say, it just feels like it's a friend I'm talking to and he cares about me. It's not just about using me to further Notre Dame, but he actually wants to get to know me as a guy. That all matters. That all matters. Okay? He's the guy that comes up with many of the unique icebreakers and recruiting angles. They did a Men in Black recruiting theme, lightening the mood when recruits showed up and it was 10 degrees in Indiana. Chad had on a frozen fake beard, leaning into one of the biggest negatives everybody negatively recruits against Notre Dame for is that weather. They have found a way to have fun with it, lean into it, break the ice and not have it be a negative, make it something they can all laugh at, acknowledge the weather sucks here in the winter, and get over it. Right? I love that kind of creativity. Everything's connected to something else. You know, if you're Notre Dame staff, one of the things you're getting negatively recruited on is the weather. You know that's real. Instead of saying, let's not mention it, or we're only going to have guys visit when we know it's going to be 70 degrees. Like, that's not always practical and possible. So these guys found a funny way to lean into this negative and have a laugh and make it turn into a positive. It's beautiful. It's exactly what you need to succeed at an elite level of Notre Dame recruiting. Parents of recruits feel the same. They have been saying things like, it's obvious who's just telling whatever lies it takes to land a recruit versus guys that are genuinely trying to build relationships and do what is best for each player. He's being called a direct extension of Marcus Freeman in that regard. And I'm here for all that. I am here for all of that vibe. Being an extension down from Marcus to everybody else. Love it. Here for it. Love it. All of these behind the scenes small things add up to not be small things. These little personality quirks, funny recruiting gimmicks, genuine effort, genuine conversations being had. This is why Notre Dame's gaining access to an entirely different talent pool than the last guy. And you love to see it. He also, from what I understand, arranges the recruiting operation day to day in a meticulous, very detailed, very demanding way. Everybody knows where they're going, what they're doing, who they're talking to, who they're reaching out to. Everybody. And he keeps them on target. Boom, boom, boom. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You know where you're going. You know who you're talking to. You're covering this. He's got it all figured out. This entire recruiting operation has been ramped up. Every single aspect of it is better than before. There is not one aspect of Notre Dame recruiting that was better before Freeman than it is now. Not one. Everything they're doing is an upgrade and an improvement. You're going to see those results. You're going to see them. I wanted to make sure we all realize just how different this dynamic is and make sure we credit everybody involved. This is all proof that the bar is being raised. All right? The bar is being raised. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned this guy because he doesn't get all the attention that, you know, the offensive coordinator gets and obviously the head coach and all that stuff. But all this behind the scenes work that he does, building all these relationships, getting all this stuff organized. He's doing a great, great job. And he's a young guy. That's the best part. This is a guy that could be around a long time. He's not even 30 yet. He has that energy, and it isn't going to go away anytime soon. I can't say enough about how happy I am with everything this new regime's doing. They're doing everything the way I've asked it to be done forever, but no coach was willing to put in the work and do and demand that his staff did the same thing. This is beautiful what's happening right now. It's absolutely beautiful. It's exactly what I've always pictured working in Notre Dame. Now we're getting it. So this operation is going to get tighter and even better as we go along. This is just the beginning of what this is going to turn into. So I wanted to make sure we give due to a guy that doesn't get as much publicity as some of the main guys, but I know is doing a ton of work. Every time I hear from recruiting people, they talk about this guy. When I talk to some of the recruits and players' families, they mention this, this guy. All right? That matters. When I'm talking to people and they mention him, when it's a recruit's dad and I'm talking to him and he mentions how great this guy is, that all matters. It all matters, and I love it. And it stands out, and it makes a difference. Chad, welcome to Notre Dame. Let's go. Let's just go balls to the wall with this recruiting. Talent, talent, more talent. Depth of talent, more talent. I can never get enough. Things are trending straight up, and I love it. So keep up the good work, Chad. Happy to have you here. Love it. Have a good one.